USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More new sanctions against China being readied by the Trump administration. Sanctions that would hit $16 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president announcing it as part of a meeting he had yesterday with business leaders, saying they would take effect on August 23rd. At that meeting, he also touted the U.S. economy.
He thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Through tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world.
I'm Wendy King.
Twitter chief Jack Dorsey defending the social media company's decision not to ban controversial right-wing commentator Alex Jones. After Jones was dropped by other major platforms, Dorsey says Jones hasn't violated any Twitter policies. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.